Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
This is Jack Kelly from Haters. We've just listened to Mauricio Pochettino as he previews the FA Cup quarterfinal tie against Leicester City at Stamford Bridge. Let's hear what he has to say.
Once again, one game away from Wembley. We know it's been really tough at times this season. How much would that feel like a success, or do you have to go win the cup for it to really feel like a success?
I don't know, because, you know, always it's a strange year to judge what means to be successful, because it's difficult. You know, sometimes the expectations are so high, sometimes it's so low, and it depends on the mood of the day. Like, you know, in England, sometimes rain, sometimes it's sunny. I think for us to be again, to beat Leicester in a private room inside of the dressing room in the training ground will be massive for us. To have another, you know, game, the possibility to play for this young team to play in Wembley again, because in between you and me, some player didn't sleep the day before the final. And that is only about to, you know, be more experienced and to live all together this type of situation that make us to be better. But of course, for us, it's to reach to the another semi-final. It's going to be so good for us, and the possibility to go to after, you know, to challenge to the final and be in Europe through the FA Cup will be massive. But first of all, we need to think in Leicester, and is doing really, really well in the Championship, and it's a very good team. We know very well the players, and of course the coach is doing fantastic, and of course it's going to be tough to beat them.
Have you part of a cross with Huesca?
No.
But as a first job in management, when you look at what he's done with that side and the way they play football.
Yes, of course. Fantastic job. He's doing a fantastic job. To congratulate him, and now is the most tougher moment, because the last period is where you need to be solid and confirm all that you were doing, but I think they are doing fantastic.
Thank you. Ruben.
Mauricio, you said the players didn't sleep.
Some.
Before the cup.
Maybe
final.
One. Some is maybe, you know.
More than one.
Yeah, but I need to say some. I cannot say one. Okay, some.
Does that experience of playing at Wembley settle those nerves and help them in the future?
Of course, always. We learn through experience. You know, positive, and you learn more from the negative. Because with pain, you know, you learn more. And of course, for sure, in case to again to go to play to Wembley, for sure now will be different.
I thought Enzo and Caicedo were very good against Newcastle. Do you feel like that pairing is starting to gel a lot more in recent months?
Yes, it's because it's always about time. It's about time to play together, to know each other, to help each other, and then the rest of the team. But of course, that they are playing a lot, and now Enzo is suspended for Sunday. He's not going to play. But I think we are happy in the way that the evolution is there. Are. But the problem is, like always in Chelsea, the expectation is from the day one that we need to perform and to win games. But I think, under our opinion and our judgment, they are improving, and we are happy that that happened.
He
plays a lot of minutes, Enzo Fernandez. Will that suspension on Sunday help him, give him a bit of rest?
Yes, and then it's an international break, and yes, he's going to travel with the national team. And of course, always you want to have your best player. But I think we have player to replace him and to perform in the same way.
Hang on. Simon, Athletic.
Hey, Rich. So last week I asked you about financial results and you said you were going to speak to the club about it.
I didn't speak.
Next question.
No, they're true. I didn't speak.
Yeah. And any reason? Because you said you were going to sort of talk to them.
Yeah, but we didn't have time to... And that is why, see, if the next few days or weeks, you know, we can have more information, but I think the club will inform better with more argument than me. But I think is, yes, we talk about everything, too many things to talk, but we didn't arrive to that problem.
You were at Brighton last week.
Yes. No, it's not my job to scout. We wanted to go because I seen in 3 weeks, hope no, to play with, we play Brighton in Brighton. And of course, it was a good opportunity to watch in live football because we don't have time. We love to watch football on live. And it was a great opportunity because it's only 45 minutes from here, from Coban. And then we decide to go at the last moment. And I think it was good to watch a game, you know, where you are only a spectator and you enjoy the game rather to suffer, no, when you are on the touchline. But I think it was good. It was good to watch Roma, Brighton also. Yes, it was good, Jesus, no? It was good. Was Jesus there, eh, also? Was next to Paul.
And last one, Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, but it's difficult to tell because what I come to tell. It's difficult to talk. Only what we can do is to support him and to try to help him to perform here. And then it's not our decision. Of course, he needs to perform well in order to convince Gareth. But, you know, it's not consolation. What I can tell him that make him happy. Nothing. No, in football it's like this.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.